So we have a question from Linda in West End, North Carolina, and she wants to know, is there a fly spray that actually works? And we have a question from our live audience from Rodrigo, who wants to know, what are the best active components in insect repellents for horses? So like, this is the big question. What right. actually works as a spray to get rid of insects and flies?
Yeah, I get that question a lot. You know, there's so many out there. You walk into a tractor supplier or whatever, and they're all over the place. You know, which one is actually going to be, do I get the expensive one or not? And so I got that question so many times that I actually had an undergrad come to me in animal science and say, hey, I want to do a research project. And I said, this is a good one. Let's do this. And obviously, we couldn't test every single one of them. But to give a little bit of broad perspective, the vast majority of what we call active ingredients, so the pieces of that fly repellent that actually are what's making the flies go away, are pyrethroids. So most of them are synthetic. You do have some natural natural products as well, but most of them are synthetic pyrethroids. And the reason that they use those is horses don't typically tolerate synthetic chemicals very well. They don't even tolerate pyrethroids very well. So our doses of permethrin, for example, that we put on horses are pretty minimal compared to what they pour on cows, for example. So we may have a 1% or 2%, and cattle are getting a 10%. So the horses actually get a bit of dermatitis. If you've ever tried to use a cattle one, you'd see them flake, and that's, we don't want that to happen either. So it is a bit of a challenge. Because those are really have been our options, and house flies in particular, but stable flies and some of these other pests of livestock have really quick development time. So they turn over every 5 to 7 days. There's a new generation. And because of that, resistance against these chemical active ingredients is really common. So you've probably noticed that if you buy Bronco, for example, off the shelf and you spray it on your horse, it may look like the fly drops to the ground, shakes itself off, and then gets right back up. Mm-hmm. And you're not crazy. That's actually what's happening because they have developed resistance. The other problem with a lot of the pyrethroid products is that they tend to be contact repellents, which means the fly actually has to land on your horse to get a dose of that and then fall off. It's not a spatial repellent, which is actually keeping them away from the area that your horse occupies. So when we tested the products, we looked at several that were pyrethroid, so and there were different doses. So Bronco, Ultra Shield Red, Endure, Optiforce, and there was another one I think that we did, against some natural products, EcoVet, SmartPax OutSmart, and Equiderma, all of which use different natural ingredients, what we call natural ingredients, but they don't use anything synthetic. And we actually found, much to our surprise, that those natural products worked far better and longer than any of our synthetics. So really? They were all about the same up until about an hour. And then some of our higher dose pyrethroids would last about 4 hours. But EcoVet was actually the only one that would last a solid 2 hours. Now, I want to put a little bit of an asterisk with this, that this was in the lab. We didn't have it on a horse. We weren't looking at how UV light affects this, or if it rains, if it's going to work, or if the horse rolls or sweats. But just having that in a space, our natural products were deterrents for the fly. So they actually killed themselves before they would land on the product where we had them sprayed. So it was like double benefit. It was great. So
I was really excited when you said that the natural products work better, but then I heard you say 2 hours. So they
were all about the same until about an hour and a half or so. And then It was only the natural products that lasted longer than that. So again, EcoVet, OutSmart, Equiderma were the three that we tested. And EcoVet was the only one that lasted a full 48 hours. So.
Okay.